A Year in Review. Faith, Hope, and Love for 2021. By Eric Cooper. Published on December 30, 2020. When we look back at 2020, it's hard not to think about all of the struggles this year has brought us. This was not a normal year by any sense of the imagination. Even though I'm sure most of us are glad that the year is over, we know that God was in the midst of it. I wanted to give you something that I hope will help you as we move into 2021. I thought I would reshare some articles from the past that may give some insights on the year we've had, a year in review in a sense. Even though 2020 was challenging in many ways, I pray that you, the reader, can look back on the year and reflect, see your spiritual growth, and ultimately see where God is moving you in the year to come. Some of the articles may be familiar, and some may be new. Either way, my hope is that from reading the articles, you feel a sense of hope for the upcoming new year from these articles. Not we hope in the year 2021, or in a vaccine, or in a new president, but what God is planning for His children in 2021. The power behind your faith, hope, and love. If you're new to the Stone Table, there's a chance that you stumbled upon us from reading our Faith, Hope, and Love article. If you haven't read it, our contributor, Chuck Rapp, brought us a great message on the power behind faith, hope, and love. This message is always a good reminder, but even especially so at the beginning of a new year. I hope that you can read this with fresh eyes and that it gives perspective on the days ahead. Link, the power behind your faith, hope, and love. How I spend my time with Jesus. As we head into January, I'm sure some of us may have resolutions we're looking to kick off in the new year. If you're looking to add one, I recommend building the habit of making daily time with Jesus a priority. However good we are at doing our devotions, we can all do better. The pandemic has taught us a lot about ourselves, and I bet it also exposed our need for more devotion. What better way to start the new year than to work on abiding with the Creator? An article from our contributor Hayden Mills came to mind for this time we're in. It's a very practical, nuts and bolts summary of ways to spend time with Jesus. I pray you are able to grow in your devotional journey with God and that this article may help. Link, How I Spend My Time with Jesus. What makes the Christian experience different in times like these? Even though there's light at the end of the tunnel for the year, I'm sure we're still going to have some hard days ahead. This article is a reminder of what life was like this past March, and that God is and was always with us. Even if things take a turn for the worse in the days ahead, this is a reminder that He knows our suffering. Link, What makes the Christian experience different in times like these? When anticipation doesn't match expectation. What are you anticipating in 2021? Live Dead contributed an article back in 2019 that fits today. Read this with 2021 in mind, and remember that expectations can be dangerous, and over-preparation can be risky. Instead, let's put our full weight on God in 2021, so we can live life joyfully, with heartfelt anticipation for this upcoming year. Link, When Anticipation Doesn't Match Expectation. Look to the Lord and His strength, seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, His miracles, and the judgments He pronounced. 1 Chronicles 16:11-12. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Stone Table.